Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Oh, I'll have a whiskey sour.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, chaps.
Evening, Rob. Evening.
How are we doing? All right? I'm all good. Are you all right?
Yeah. Listen, I've got to have another moan again. You know what I mean? I had a moan a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago, weather were a bit...
You've said a couple of weeks ago at least 3 times.
I know. It's definitely a couple of weeks ago.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, right? Weather were a bit crap, weren't it?
It's been a bit crap for about...
A bit snowy.
A year and a half,
a couple of weeks.
A bit snowy and all that lot. And you know, they come on these programmes, on news programmes, don't they, going, oh, it's going to be a bit of snow in that. Be prepared. Make sure you, when you're taking your car out. And they come out with, every year, all this stuff. They go, make sure you take a blanket, don't they?
Yeah.
And make sure you've got an umbrella. Make sure you've got walking shoes.
An umbrella in your car?
Well, exactly. That's my point. They say, right, make sure you've got like a flask and some food, a torch. And you're like, hang on a minute, I'm only in here. You only nip into like Tesco's or something.
Who doesn't have them in the car anyway?
I don't.
Everyone
have any...
has an umbrella. Hang on a minute.
You do because you've got one outside
well,
your car.
My car comes with umbrellas. Both passenger and driver get an umbrella in the door.
Yeah. Well, you do, but I don't take an umbrella.
You get an LED torching boot.
Yeah.
Hang
on.
Standard.
You do know you're in the middle of my rant here. but you're right. You're right. He has got problems. But they tell you to take all this stuff. I mean, do you guys take blankets and a flask and food and shoes for snow? And
no, I've got a snow plough on front just in case.
But they come on these weather programs patronising you. Every year they say the same thing. Oh, don't forget. I'm like, why are you telling me this? I'm never going to...
So you don't do it then? You don't stock your car up with...
No.
If you break down then?
Just phone AA.
What happens if they're going to be 7 hours?
Well, I'm in freezing conditions. Hang on a minute, I'm not in Scotland. I've only gone to Tesco's.
I'm not too sure why it's got you going so much.
Because it just annoys me. All this stuff you've got to take in your car. Honestly.
It's just saying you're going to... Yeah. Might be getting a bit cold.
I know, but people's going to be like, numpties like you, going to be listening.
Listen,
I'm going to take all this crap.
If anybody needs a blanket in the car in winter, it's you, yes. Oh,
yes. Absolutely.
Actually, that's a good point.
It could be 30 degrees and you think it's cold.
I could do a blanket in this pub because it's freezing in this pub.
Is that Seb?
Oh, is it?
It is.
Seb.
It's Seb.
Oh, hey,
Seb.
Hey,
all right, mate.
Hey, come on, take a seat. Join us.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Come on.
Hey up, lads, how are we going on?
All right, Seb, how are you?
Not too bad. What about your lot?
Yeah, all good, mate.
I feel like I'm not seeing you for ages.
Mark whinging about umbrellas.
I'm always hiding.
Always working, mate, aren't you?
That's the one.
Yeah, always working.
What have you been up to?
This and that. I've been getting caravan ready for summer season, actually.
All right.
God. Don't tell me you've got a caravan.
There's nothing wrong with caravan anymore.
Oh, my goodness, mate. Have you got a caravan?
I haven't, mate.
So that's three of you. Gosh.
Yeah, caravans are the future. Yeah. Listen, tell you.
No, rock and roll caravan.
Honestly, you're breeding, you guys.
What caravan have you got, Seb?
Me, I've got a Bailey.
Ooh.
It's an older one, though.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as flash as yours.
Has it got a fixed bed?
Yes.
Is it a transverse or French tile bed?
Now we're getting into language.
Transverse is up against. No, French bed's up against wall, I think.
My head's at back at van. My feet are at front
at van.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, it's a nice layout, that.
So what's that one then?
What's that one?
Which one?
What layout's that then?
I think that's transverse.
Yeah. You were going to say, I think that's transverse.
Is it impossible? French was the one with the corner and...
French is in corner, but his is not in corner, it's just in middle at back, isn't it?
No, it's in corner.
Oh, it is French then. Sorry.
I just wanted a bed, didn't it?
Me too.
Yeah. I just wanted a fixed bed.
Absolutely, you want a fixed bed.
It had to be.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it.
How does your bed identify?
I think they're starting their own swingers club anymore, I tell you. These caravans and stuff, because once they get started, it's like, I don't know, this light switches on.
Have you got an awning?
Oh, I've got an awning.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, is it an air awning?
I've got two. Oh. Yeah.
You've got an air awning?
I've got two air awnings.
What colour is it?
This is sexual.
Fantastic.
Riveting this, Mark. What size is it?
I'll stick to a
hotel. Up and down.
So what's your load capacity?
Yeah. Oh, don't start me on that. I'm getting into that. What's your nose weight? No. What have you got all planned?
I've got a few trips booked here and there, but you know, my main highlight from a caravan is going to Kendall Calling.
What's Kendall Calling? What's that?
It's a festival, Mark.
Oh, is it?
It's a festival.
Honestly, I've never.
Didn't we touch on this one week?
I forgot.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. We talked about when we talked about ticketing. We talked about Kendall.
We talked about Glastonbury, but did we talk about Kendall?
A little bit, yeah, about the tickets and stuff. But
because I'll be honest, I don't really know much about Kendall other than what you've said in the past. So, I don't know if I'm about to answer my own question here. Where is Kendall Calling Festival?
Well, it's not actually in Kendall, so it's more Penrith.
Well, that's good then, because I thought I was asking a stupid question.
No, it used to be in Kendall, but they outgrew the site, so they moved it to Penrith, and it's a place called Lowther. It's set in a deer park.
Have you been quite a few times then?
Five or six. Yeah, five or six times.
Quite hardcore. Mark, have you been?
So we go most years. One year we didn't go when Seb went, and obviously through lockdowns, obviously we couldn't go, but we've been going since
about 2017,
first one. And then you've joined us for a couple now, Kirk, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wasn't a big, I'm not going to say lover, because I'd never been to one. It wasn't on top of my list to go to festivals. I'm not a big fan of crowds of people. So it's never really been something that was on my list. And both Mark and Seb have said, you know, you should give it a go. It's not like, you know, there's plenty of space, there's plenty of room, there's plenty of stuff to do. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm always like, maybe, maybe not, you know. And then I got fed up of being bullied. So I said, yeah, sorry, we'll go. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah?
Absolutely loved
it. What sort of music is Kendall Calling Festival?
A bit of everything, really, isn't it? Yeah. Bit of everything.
Everything from indie to dance to rock to folk to world music, if you like, you know, Afro beats. And
is it purely Friday to Sunday, or does it extend out either way?
No, well, they do the Thursday add-ons,
right,
which you don't have to buy, so your weekend ticket just gets you Friday to Sunday.
Oh, that's good.
But you can pay an extra, however much it is, and get a Thursday ticket, so they have an extra headliner.
Right, yeah.
Not as many stages open, but it just extends your weekend.
So that is a little bit like Glastonbury then. So, I went to Glastonbury last year, Seb, and I've never been before. And I think it's fair to say it's the first festival I've ever been to, really. Certainly what I would class as a proper festival. And because we went in the caravan, we went on the Tuesday. We actually set off on the Monday night, but I'm not going into details. We arrived Tuesday.
Text that old support caravan.
Don't plug in an electric car. No, I'm only joking. So we went on the Tuesday. You arrive on the Tuesday, nothing's happening. You can't even get into the festival, but you can sit on the brow of the hill and overlook the festival, which is really good, because by that point, you're still talking quite a few hundreds of people all taking the caravans, motorhomes.
Did you take your caravan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took caravan. So you're off-grid, essentially. Well, you are off-grid.
Yeah.
essentially. By the Wednesday, you can actually go into the festival on the Wednesday, but very little's happening. But still, I didn't even realise that you'd even be able to get in the festival then. So when you look at it, what you think is a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, ends up being more like a 4 to 5 day event, do you know what I mean? Which really surprised me. So I didn't realise you could go. There were more festivals that were similar to that.
It's your time to build up to it, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. Yeah,
the excitement of everything and seeing it all and waiting for it to start.
It was brilliant.
I mean, how many people is Kendall? I know I've been a couple of times now, but how many people is it?
Yeah. I think it's around 40.
Yeah,
40 people. Yeah, 40 just people. Listen, sign me up, then. I'm in.
Great,
I can come with 40 people.
Yeah, around 40,000.
Yeah, 40,000. And how does that compare then to Glastonbury?
This, it's funny, I was only looking the other week for this next YouTube video. I'll drop that.
We're still waiting for Glastonbury 2024 will have happened a bit time.
We're still waiting for the first Woodstock video from Rob.
210,000 were the ticket sales for last year.
Oh. It's not far off Rotherham.
I know. And do you know when you stand at the top of there's a, I wouldn't say it's a famous hill, but the hill that you overlook the whole Glastonbury at night, and they're there, you can't appreciate the size of it because there's nothing to really gauge the size. When the lights go down, you realise there is no town in sight, no town visible. Mm. and the lights go off and you think you're in the middle of a town. You're like, wow, it's huge. And absolutely, I mean, 210,000, you can tell how huge it is, but nothing really quantifies it quite as it does when at night when you can see everything.
I wonder how long it takes them to set up from the minute of somebody first setting foot on the grass.
I think you'll be surprised at how quick it happens.
Right.
Because I was trying to track it on social media before we went, because there's such a hype that comes along with Glastonbury, and I was trying to follow it, and it's like 3 weeks before, and the guys arrive to start. 3 weeks.
So they do stages and all fencing 3 weeks before?
About 3 weeks, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That don't seem to...
If you look
They
at,
must have got loads of people on it. And I don't mean like Dave and Paul doing it. I mean, I'm talking about...
there might be someone called Dave.
It probably is. But they must have got like thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, mate, they must have. I mean, it might be slightly more than 3 weeks, but we're not talking... More than four or five.
See, if somebody asked me, I mean, although I've never been, I would have said, well, they probably start maybe two, three months before.
Yeah.
But like anything with that, it comes to how many people are you going to throw at it? It's simple as that. I mean, I remember watching almost like a time-lapse video of Disney World, where they go from Halloween to Christmas. And I know they start...
Do you mean Disneyland or Disney World?
Disney, Florida.
Is it not the same
Disney
thing?
World. Disney World.
No.
No, Disneyland's in California.
No. You Google it and come back with facts, Mark, when you know what you're talking about. Carry on.
I've seen like a time-lapse video.
Carry on.
And literally, although I know that they start to strategically place things throughout time, but fundamentally, the parts go from Halloween, literally pumpkins, pumpkin Mickeys, you know, this other, to Christmas overnight.
Yeah.
You know, and when you look at, and it's just because of the amount of people that... They throw at it.
Yep.
So I suppose it's the same kind of thing as setting up festivals. So you throw enough people at it, especially people that know what they're doing, then fundamentally it is only building staging and setting up PA equipment.
Yeah. I'm interested to know, because I've only really experienced Glastonbury, what's the food and drink like at Kendall? Or any other festival that you've been to, because I've only ever been to Glastonbury.
I can only imagine that it's the same, because it's the same sort of people that go to music festivals, isn't it, generally?
Yeah.
So I'd expect, you know, you get all your, your artisan foods, you know, people that put a twist on certain styles, or, you know, halloumi fries, and well, there's halloumi everything at the minute, isn't it?
But yeah.
You can, everything and anything, really. There's a couple of sponsors, don't they? They have, like, sponsors for drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, you like it, Rob?
Yeah.
It's BrewDog.
Is it?
Yeah. It's
been
for the last couple of years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Sed's not happy about the fact that he would go to...
Really?
Yeah, there was nothing last year for me that I could enjoy, really.
Yeah. What would you have wanted?
I'll drink a lager. I don't mind a sort of real ale and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But just the choice of lagers last year was...
It was only one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was...
What's the BrewDog one?
Yeah, Lost Lager.
Lost Lager, that's
Lager.
It.
Yeah.
Which I didn't mind for a while.
It's not a bad lager at all, but...
4 days on it.
Yeah, well, listen, the point I was saying, was making or asking was because that was the biggest downside to Glastonbury for me. The food was brilliant. There was so much choice.
Yeah.
Unbelievable amount of choice. Drink-wise, I honestly thought it was terrible. It was Brothers Cider, because Brothers sponsor it.
Right.
And gosh, I'm going to struggle to remember the name of the beer, but it was just
John Smith's.
Yeah,
Stones. It was standard lager.
Yeah,
and then a a real ale, and that were it. And it was the same no matter what tent you went to, just copy and paste everywhere.
Yeah,
and I genuinely thought there were going to be some, because of this. Glastonbury to me is a bit like, it's like a craft person's dream to me, that sort of thing. I don't know, live music, craft beer.
Can I just ask something then? Because obviously I've not been to festivals. So my understanding is that I thought that you could just get loads of different beers and lagers, but that's not the case then, even at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Is it almost like they've got exclusive rights, one company to provide all the... Is that how it works?
I think that's what happens. They'll come to a deal with the organisers and say, look, we'll be we'll sponsor you, we'll pay you X pounds, but we want exclusive.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I also think it is as well, when I was trying to think of the logistics of how many people they're trying to water. It's the fact that they, to get that amount of alcohol in,
they can't really be picky about, well, we'll just do a bit of this and we'll just do a bit of that. If everyone's got the same, it's not going to cause people to flood certain areas more than other areas, and they can quantify how much we need this amount of volume of alcohol
X and Y
to get through them 4 days, something like that.
I think what does break it up nicely are the other little tents that are there, the other drinks providers, like Hooch, for example,
which
like a magnet for you lot.
Yeah,
well, you lot love that.
I must have drunk gallons of that last year.
Absolutely.
because of no longer, just Hooch.
Yeah,
I was like a teenager again.
Every flavour,
you know, on the lemon Hooch and stuff.
Yeah. One of the sponsors are Hooch, and they've got their own stand, and they're all, like, you can go in and sit down, and they've got a DJ playing and stuff like that. And I could sit there all day, I could sit there all day, just go buying cans of Hooch, hula Hooch.
Well, they just flow down, don't they?
Absolutely.
Is it at Kendall? Can you take your own drink in?
You can't take it into the arena,
right?
But we get up in the morning. You sat round the van with your breakfast.
Yeah,
it's fun trying though, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
It's fun trying to get your own in.
There is an art.
Honestly, watching these, I don't have the bottle to do it. I just don't like it. I don't like it. I'm not a rule breaker. I'm not someone that I just don't like it. But watching these, I mean, literally, sometimes they'll put specific clothing on just to be able to sneak a can in.
It's
the thrill of the chase.
Have you got your rehydration vessels attached to your body?
No. Ways and means.
Did they search you then, I presume?
Yeah, they search you, but there are ways and means. I'm not going to share any trade
secrets.
I've heard of people getting, you know, the rehydration packs that walkers have. Do you know what I mean, Mark?
No.
So it's like a
bladder. Does it look like a walker?
No.
No.
It's like a bladder. So it's just a pouch, if you like.
It's not removed from anything.
Right.
It's just a pouch, and you put water in.
Yeah.
And then you close it up, seal it up, and it has a pipe that comes out and goes through your bag so that
at
any point you can just suck from your straw and you've got water. Well, people don't put water in them. They prefer to put vodka in them other things, some concoction of alcohol that they can just put on the body, attach it to the body. And so you can't see it or feel it, and then just keep talking.
We need to up our game, I think, Seb.
If you know what sounds like a good idea,
I've not done it, no.
I have got one, but I've not...
Yeah, not thought of
But the difference between Kendall then and Glastonbury, you can take your own alcohol in everywhere.
Right.
So, and it's a bit of a ball ache, but when you know the alcohol choices that you've got, thankfully we took, between me and Johnny, I'd say we easily took 900 cans of beer.
900?
What, in one go? You were carrying 900 cans?
Sorry.
900 cans?
When I went to say it, I added a zero. 90.
What do you mean when you said it, you added a zero?
I went to say 90 and I said 900. I'm like, not 900.
You literally carried 90 cans in one go?
Well, no, because we arrived in the caravan, so we rolled it back of our car.
Yeah,
so
but then 90 you walked
for the week?
Yes, for the week.
Not for the first day?
No, for the week.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm thinking you've got 90 cans.
But obviously, we were obviously buying beer in the festival, but that was just a way. Because the problem is you've got to carry it all day.
Or
drink
it. They let you take it in the arena then?
Yeah, yeah. You can go everywhere. So we bought these cool bags that are like rucksacks. And obviously we got frozen bottles of water in freezer. And just chucked one of them in a day, filled it full of beer at the start of the day. It broke your back. Honestly, you'd be walking around for the first hour and a half thinking, we definitely need to drink loads of these cans.
And then by mid-morning, they'd all gone.
Yeah. I mean, one day, I think we actually walked back and restocked back up again. But on some days, you tend to find that you walk a lot and you don't tend to use them. So.
It must be. It's something that I've never done, and we've threatened it to do a step counter because... Can you imagine how many steps we must do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I had my Fitbit on at the time. I think one of the days I did easily 34,000 steps.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's funny. I had to laugh when these guys were laughing at the fact that you said 900 cans. because when you then said 90, I saw these two look at each other. Because I remember when we went last year, and Mark come over to my house to pick me up, because I was going down with them. And I was just putting my stuff into Mark's car to bring down to Mark's. And I think I'd probably got two cases of cider, like pear cider, because I quite like pear cider. And I think I got some like two cases or something like that. And I was putting them in, and Mark stood there at the boot of his car. And I'm like, what's up? He's like, I'm waiting for the rest of your beer. And I'm like, that's it. He's like, that's it. I'm like, yeah. He's like, what are you doing after the first day?
how many cans did you take?
So I probably took, 20, what would it be, 40, what do them crates are? would I take about 20, 24 cans?
Something like that, 24 20 cans. 30 cans.
Something like that. You know,
for the entire
period, okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. How many did you take?
I give it 900, to be honest. Just as many as we can get in.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, a lot. We do sometimes fetch some back with us, because obviously we've not drinking over the weekend, but you know, go home.
when you're camping, are you like just on a nearby camp field?
So it's all part of it. It's all organised. So you've got what's called restopping a living vehicle field, where motorhomes and camper vans and caravans and stuff. But there's also obviously you've got other styles of campsites around. So you've got what used to be called Wolfwoods. I forget what they call it now. Party people or something, is it?
Yeah,
and that's just where you go and pitch your own tent. Then you've got some other like bell tents that are pre-erected and, you know, other bits and pieces. But it's and it's just great because you just sat around soaking up the atmosphere, aren't you? With like-minded people, people are partying outside the caravans, tents, or whatever.
If it's one thing that I will say about Kendall, and I've got absolutely nothing to compare it to, so the only thing that I can say is from someone that didn't do festivals before and was a bit apprehensive, a bit anxious about it, you know, was a little bit stressy about the amount of people and, you know, X, Y, and Z. And if anyone was thinking, oh, do you know what, I could do with a smaller festival, I don't want to jump straight into Glastonbury and stuff like that, I'd strongly recommend it. I think everything that these guys said to me, both Mark and Seb, about the fact that you've got an area to chill out, you can, you know, there's a area to just go and have a coffee, or there's a tent that does comedy, and there's a, you know, all these different tents, or you can just sit, and obviously for me there's plenty of food options and, you know, and stuff like that. So the fact of going, me now, I'm not a massive indie music fan. I think it all sounds the same, a little bit. So I'm not that bothered about the headliners or even who's playing so much.
Oh, but you love Dick and Dom, though, don't you? You love Dick and Dom, don't you?
Well,
boogies!
Dick and Dom absolutely surprised the hell out of me. So the first year I went...
I didn't know they sang.
Well, they don't. They're a DJ. So DJ.
Here we go. Celebrity DJs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But do you know what, Mark? They are unbelievable. Honestly, I can't.
I bet they can't do a wedding on a Saturday night with 40 people. But anyway, carry on.
I bet they can. Karen from accounts. I saw it on Lanyard thing. Dick and Dom. I thought, well, is that the Dick and Dom? It can't be the Dick and Dom. Do you know what I mean? Sort of thing. I remember going down. Well, actually, we were sat in Hooch Bar, and Mark come over and he's like, "You need to come down to this tent. There's some right tunes on." And we went down, and there were absolute right tunes, and went in, and it's not until we like got inside the tent that we realised it were Dick and Dom. And what a set. And I mean, absolutely blew the roof off.
Had the place bouncing, didn't they?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What
bouncing.
What were they playing?
Everything.
Yeah, a mixture of everything, weren't it?
Yeah, everything. I mean, a lot of it's your big
stuff, though.
Yeah, your big anthems, you know, your EDM stuff. Even Pendulum remix of Voodoo People by Prodigy.
Okay.
I mean, they just went off, didn't it?
They got the CO2 cannon going,
yeah,
haven't they?
They got those inflatables that come out at roof, and
and then all of a sudden they'll shout, "Bogies!"
That'd be their response to your Saturday night wedding, wouldn't it? Can I have this? Bogies.
Bogies,
so,
yeah.
Rob, so at Glastonbury then, if there was something that like surprised you the most, other than the scale, when you went round and you saw something, you went, "Wow, I didn't even know that existed."
Yeah, yeah.
What was the quirkiest or strangest thing you saw?
I think it was they're called the teepee fields, or
teepee fields.
Yeah, and they're literally teepees. And you walk around there, and no one's wearing any clothes.
How'd you get tickets again?
Nothing.
Yeah, Mark. Nothing.
Your ears have just pricked up, Mark. What size caravan are you getting?
Come over getting booked on here. So, were you naked too?
No, because we just
wanted to. This sounds great. So, you can walk in with clothes on and look at naked people. Yeah. Simon, come on.
So, but that wasn't it.
That weren't floating your boat.
Well, it right. I mean, don't get me wrong. Not everybody's naked. There's lots of you walking around.
Well, there's too many women in
your bald head, and that's it. Yeah. But that area, it was like full of arts and crafts, but we're talking like people full on making tools from...
Well, like shave hooks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, you need to get there.
It's me. Full tent dedicated to shave hooks. Yeah. Everything from blacksmiths to candle makers.
Barrel makers.
Yeah.
Candlestick makers.
Honestly, you name it, you can make it. In fact, funnily enough, in that area, I was filming for the little bits for the YouTube video. And I was filming, and it's not a big camera, I don't like a film crew, it's a tiny little Sony camera with the mic on, which makes it look a little bit more like, hey, what's this guy doing? And I'm filming in this area. It's like the
only area that he filmed.
No. The one that naked people.
Oh, no, they shave up. No, I was just outside the area. But it were, I was filming, and it was a bit of a hippie area. And as I come around with the camera, I just happened to look up from a camera, and I thought, oh, recognise her. And I carried on round with the camera, and then I realised and thought, oh, you've just put her on camera. Do you recognise her? Look back again, and I thought, oh my God, it's Rose. It's Kate Winslet. And yeah. It was Kate Winslet. Yeah. And I'd, honestly...
That was your first thought, though? It's Rose?
It's Rose.
Really?
It was a cold day, and she had a skimpy dress on. So,
okay.
And I literally remember thinking... I was 2.5 meters away from her. I was so close.
It's only you would wheel it.
It was the fact that I was just like, you know, then you can be self-conscious because you've got a camera in your hand that you've just literally could look like you've blatantly just slowly gone past it to say, oh, there's Kate Winslet. And I had not done that. I only realised afterwards and had to start mimicking my way around, like, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, but in your video, have you got it paused with a little arrow that comes up and goes, Kate Winslet?
Do you know what? When I looked back at the video, it was moving too fast. You can't clearly tell, but it was definitely, I was like, it's Kate Winslet.
Yeah, don't whisper too much in a podcast.
I try not to. She confirmed it was, just in case I didn't know.
Kate Winslet confirmed it was her?
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because loads of people, you could hear people talking throughout the day at who they'd seen. There's so many celebrities that are nothing to do with the festival.
Yeah.
Just walking around.
You can
around,
imagine.
Just
it's in and around it's everyone. It's the greatest festival in the world, isn't it? Yeah. So it's going to attract people from all over.
Absolutely mental.
So, Seb.
Yes.
Have you been to any other festivals, have you, or just Kendall? Or
Kendall's the main one, but a couple of years ago we started going to, I took my wife to a smaller one up in Cumbria called Solfest.
All right.
And that's out on the Solway coast, and it's lovely.
I've heard of that one.
So it's a small, it's only 5,000 people, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's brilliant.
Okay.
The setting for it's lovely, and it's I said it was probably like Glastonbury used to be in the sort of 60s, 70s. Yeah, yeah. Smaller, really hippified, you know, the people sort of floating around and yoga and sort of all that and crafts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nipple tassel making and bits and bobs like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So would you say that you prefer that over Kendall or...?
You know, it's tough. I don't mind the busyness.
Right.
My wife prefers it a little bit more relaxed, a bit less...
Yeah, hectic.
Yeah, so she probably prefers Solfest because, it's a bit more chilled out. We can get her right down to the front when there's some big bands and stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
And would you ever do Glastonbury?
I'd never say never, but it doesn't... I don't know. It feels a bit too big for me.
Right.
I've got a question. If you could only attend one more festival before you died, what would it be?
Tomorrowland.
That was a quick answer, that, yeah?
100%. Even though I know that goes against everything I've just said about crowds of people, and I know everyone's laughing at me as if to say, what, you don't like, you know, but absolutely. If I could go to one festival, that's it, and I'd deal with the issue because for me, I'm a big fan of EDM music. I'm a big fan of putting on a show and putting on a real show.
Yeah.
And every time I look at that festival and look at the clips online and stuff like that, it just makes me really yearn.
It
to
does
go.
Look great, doesn't it?
It just looks unbelievable. What about you, Mark?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, that's a hard one to say because I've never. Ever been, well, I've been to one way back in the 90s and I can't remember the name of it.
Smash Its Tour.
So I've never been to one.
We're a local horticultural society at Blackpool Winter Gardens.
So, because I've never been to one, and I don't know the names of any. I mean, you've mentioned Tomorrowland, and I think you off tape, you've mentioned it before, and I know what it is now you've mentioned it. So that sounds good. So maybe that. But I think I'm going to go for the obvious and say Glastonbury, just because it's the world's biggest festival. It's the one, because, you know, it's one of those things that people want to do, isn't it? Even though I think it would, like Seb, it'd be too busy for me. But if I'm going to say one, it's going to be that.
Yeah. What about you, Mark?
Yeah, definitely Glastonbury. Definitely. I think you see the stuff on TV, but apparently that's just an absolute, you know, just a glimpse of what there is.
Yeah.
They show you the headline stuff, don't they?
I think you'll make it a mission as well to try and get in every single tent for the week.
About
500 of them or something. Yeah. Loads, but you would. Like, you'd be like,
you don't have a little stamp thing, would they? I just beat that one.
30 second of every artist.
What about you then, Seb? What if you had to pick one festival?
It wouldn't be Glastonbury.
No, genuinely,
I don't. I'm more about, I'd want to see a certain artist.
All right, okay.
If there was a band I really, really wanted to see, and they were at such and such a festival. Mm-hmm. That made me want to go to that, as opposed to just going to Glastonbury for the experience.
Is there an artist that's on your list? Is there someone that's on your list where you go, do you know what?
Yeah, there's loads, but unfortunately, none of them are touring anymore. So it's one of them. You know, if one ever came out of retirement and sort of jumped on, I'd move heaven and earth. Dire Straits.
Oh, wow.
If Dire Straits ever, I'd travel anywhere, and that would be my dream festival, would be to see them headlining wherever it is.
Yeah, I think I'd enjoy Dire Straits. Mm.
You've made me think of another question, but I'll ask it in a minute.
So what about you then, Rob?
Well, mine would be completely different to any of yours. And I don't really know what the actual proper answer is. I want to go to a country festival.
Ooh.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
I'll be absolutely with you, mate. Yeah. No problem at all.
I want to... If someone was to say, which one do you want... Well, I want to go to the best, but when you look... There's hundreds of them, and there's one in Nashville. I think it's called AMC, CMA Fest.
Yeah. Country music.
That's the awards, isn't it?
Is it Country Music Association or?
No, that's the awards. CMA is.
Right. CMA.
But it's CMA Fest.
I'd love to go to Nashville, but apparently, and it's only what I've been told by people who I've said the same thing to. It's not what you picture. You assume that you're going to walk out of one place and into the next one, and it's not. It's a bus journey or something from one to the... They're not like on the high street.
They do have a strip in Nashville, which is like... But it is just one strip. It's been done from a commercial point of view.
Right.
But yes, you're right. When you think of things like New York or Vegas or whatever, where it's just everything's together, you are right. Apparently, again...
You're travelling from one to another.
Well, this is what bothers me.
There is a strip.
What bothers me? It's in a city. I'm like, no. I want to be surrounded by fields, cowboys. I don't want cowboys, not cowgirls, but cowboys.
Mountain.
Yeah. Do you know what? I know it sounds random. Yeah. I want wooden shacks and hay bales.
Hay bales.
Yes. I don't want to be in a city. So that, for me, is what completely put me off that. Mm. So I think if I could go to somewhere more local, I'd go to C2C, country to country.
So I have looked to going to C2C for the past 2 years. Mm. And I really, really wish I'd have gone last year because Luke Combs were there. And he's just unbelievable.
Is he a hairdresser?
Yeah. But I looked at this year's lineup for C2C, and it's okay, but it's nothing mind-boggling. I think the only thing that puts me off a little bit of C2C is it's just in the O2.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Again,
that's it. Yeah. You know, so whereas obviously Kendall, you're in the deer field, and Glastonbury, you're out in the fields, stuff like that. Whereas C2C, certainly at the minute, how it's staged at the minute in London, is just at the O2. That's it.
Isn't it funny, back to that again, C2C, whereas I say it's C2C.
Yeah.
C2C makes you think of the sea. You're going C to C.
It's a rail network in Essex, actually.
Seb, don't encourage him. Don't encourage him at all.
Hey, did you know there is actually there's a festival in Manchester, Buckle and Boots.
there's, I know there's more and more coming up now because country, I think, is finding its feet again.
It sounds to me like a shop that where you go and you have the metal things fitted
yeah,
in the back of your shoes. Where old boys used to go. He put me next roll in this belt.
It's on a farm as well. All so right. it fits that kind of thing for me. It's on a farm and it's...
In Manchester?
Yeah, in Manchester.
I didn't even know there were any farms in Manchester.
Yeah. I don't know what farm it is, but I only saw it probably about a week ago. And I was like, oh, I really want to go to a country festival. Maybe that's the first one to go to because it actually fits the bill of I want it out in the open. I want to be a bit like Glastonbury, but it's just country music.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be great.
So Mark...
Me?
Yes, you.
Yeah.
You've said that you haven't been to any festivals or whatever.
Yep.
Is there any like big concerts you've been to in your life, and anyone that you've seen live where you've gone, where you what you actually might remember?
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, I went to see Madonna.
Wow.
In London, in Wembley, but the old Wembley Twin Towers. Mm. Twin Towers. That doesn't sound right, does it? Yeah. But they did have Twin Towers. They were called Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Concrete Towers, and I went to see her there in 1986. It was was the Who Was That Girl tour.
I was four.
So was Madonna.
I think Madonna was something like 55 or something when I went to see her.
Probably.
And she were good. I was quite near up front, so you know, I made a bit of a. I mean, I would have been 16, I think.
Sign my chest.
Yeah. So yeah, that were good.
Yeah. And is there anyone on your list that you'd like to see? Like Seb said, Dire Straits.
Of all time, or dead or alive, or
well, no, let's go alive. But
I want to see dead or alive. That's that's a band, but I don't want to see them.
So they might not be touring at the minute. But if you were like, do you know what? If they toured, or if I got a chance to go and see them, I don't matter how much it costs, I'm going to see them.
But they've got to be alive.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Coldplay, I'd like to see Coldplay.
Yeah,
good show.
I'd like to see them. Good, yeah. I mean, they put on a good show. The music. I mean, the early years where they were a bit, the music were a bit, but they've got more popular in recent, like last 10 years or so. So yeah, I'd like to see Coldplay.
Based on what Seb said earlier, I've just thought of a question. If you were responsible for creating your own festival, a micro festival, let's call it, and you could have three acts. Who would those three acts be in your festival?
Rob's really good at putting people on the spot.
Yeah. All right, okay.
He's really good at just coming up with random questions.
Well, you're just as bad, Kirk, sometimes.
I know who mine would be. And I think they're a bit random, but I know who mine would
be. So three acts?
Music acts? Or
Music acts.
But are we saying that the festival has to be like a genre?
No.
Anyone.
That's the point. It
can
be anyone.
These be dead or alive? Or
I'm going to say alive.
Okay.
What is it with you and dead people?
Well, I'd like to see Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, me too. Yeah. I know where he was going with it because I haven't seen it.
I'd like to see Beatles.
It won't be long, Mark.
Before he's alive again.
I sometimes wonder why you're friends with us.
I sometimes wonder that too. Particularly when I'm recording podcasts. Anyway, the question was to Seb first, wasn't it? Is he passing the question on to Seb?
I'm going to pass it on to Rob because you said you know your three,
So they're a very random bunch, and I think that's what I like. I like a bit of variety.
Yeah.
So first off, Chris Stapleton. I mean, I'm going to go with the country.
Yeah. Who?
Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
Sounds like a wrestler.
Do you like country music at all?
Obviously, I don't like it. Yeah. I'm just not a fan.
Then listen to Chris Stapleton, two of his tracks. I'm not going to go through them all now, but listen, and I think you'd find him really good. He is
very good.
He's probably one of the most sought-after country singers at the minute.
Is he better than Billy Ray Cyrus?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Good.
He might just clinch it. This one, I think... in my head, I've got some at country.
In your head, we don't want to know what's in your head.
We don't, especially he says, I know my three, and now he's...
No, because when you doubt yourself, but in present company, DJs, I think they're going to scoff at this one, but David Guetta. I knew you would.
I'd like to see David Guetta.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it's pre-recorded, but I'd like to listen to his music.
To me, if it makes me dance, I'm not really that bothered. But it's something that plays a lot of... Because I'm not... I do like dance music, but I might not be familiar with it all. So something like I know all these tracks, and I'm sure there'll be
a few. It's a really interesting festival up to now, where you've got Chris Stapleton followed by David Guetta.
Well, wait, Jamie. Wait, Jamie.
Hang on a minute. Are you saying that David Guetta is the middle act? Not, he's not the opening act or the headliner.
We'll see as the headliner.
Are you ready for my last one?
Yeah. Right.
Headliner. Celine Dion.
Oh. Wow, but they are three.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, listen,
wow,
Celine Dion is incredibly talented.
Yeah.
You know, I just couldn't imagine in a festival situation.
Well, I don't really care whether it's a what festival. What
this is
what,
like a
whether it is a festival
it's
or
like
not.
A fantasy well, football league, isn't it? We're talking about here. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Right, come on, Mark, bring us back to some sort of normality.
Three acts.
Well.
The one I would love to see, and I'm reckoning it's going to happen, is Oasis. I were never brave enough to go and see them when they were... When
brave
they were,
enough? Why do you have to be brave?
Because they were quite raucous gigs, weren't they,
well,
back in the 90s. And I
don't mean you're going to end up fighting, surely?
So I weren't brazen enough, I don't think, to be, you know, in the fold, if you like, when there's everyone just chucking any bodily parts and... Not bodily
fluids.
Bodily fluids.
Bodily fluids. That's a completely different
people throwing prosthetic limbs at people and stuff at an Oasis gig.
I mean, it might be by the time they do it.
But they're not together.
No,
so
mate, I can't dance to this. My hip's gone.
They're not a band, so you can't. Mm-hmm. They're not a band, so you can't see them. So I can't have dead people. So you can't have bands that don't exist.
Well, they do sort of exist in installments. You can go and see Noel, and you can go and see Liam.
Yeah.
You know,
we just need them at the same time.
Yeah, but that's, I don't think they'll ever do it together.
Who else are you going for?
Well, I'm torn between two. One, so Seb's seen them twice. Orbital. Oh. I'd love to see Orbital.
Never heard of them.
Orbital, yeah.
What is it? Are they?
They're a dance act.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
They've been around since the 80s.
Have they?
And they, yeah.
I bet it's from them where I know a song. Sing me the song.
You can't really sing Orbital songs.
But the other dance act I'd love to see is Chemical Brothers.
Oh,
yeah.
I've got to be honest.
I thought you
might swap out Chemical Brothers for.
I thought you were going to say Prodigy, but
yeah, I mean,
we've seen Prodigy.
Oh, that's why they're not on the list. Yeah. You've seen them. You've done.
And I've
done
seen
that.
Chemical Brothers.
Have you?
They're at Glastonbury, weren't they?
Mm, oh, yeah, did you stay?
For oh, we left Arctic Monkeys because they were horrific.
Yes.
And went and watched that.
And I bet it blew your mind.
It were incredible. Have I not shown you video?
No.
I'll show you video after this.
Have you finished it?
No, not the video. Sorry.
No, he just means the video.
I've just got a video of them.
Oh, of them. Okay. Well, mine would be start off with a nice set from Fatboy Slim.
Oh, another good
show.
Yes.
Followed by really good show. Green Day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And finished off with Eminem.
Ooh.
Eminem, you surprised me with that.
Oh, mate. Listen, when I was younger, I was very much on the bandwagon of, Eminem, can't stand him, all this, you know. But when I matured a little bit and when I, you know, started to actually appreciate...
Got into rap music,
but his talent is absolutely incredible.
Incredible.
And his ability to what he does with music and stuff. And I can just imagine that... the performance that he would put on and the atmosphere that would be there, he would just be...
Hey, listen, I'm sacking David Guetta off for Eminem.
What you're doing is you're leaving your festival and coming to mine.
Yeah, well, I would, but I'm getting rid of David Guetta because for Celine Dion, Eminem and Chris Stapleton to do a collaboration on the last set would be something I'd pay to see 10 times over.
I know Daisy, for instance, my other half, she's very much like, if Eminem ever comes like to tour in the UK or whatever, she don't care how much it costs or whatever. All right for her to say. I don't know where we'd find the money from.
I'll be in that one, and
I understand why. I think that would be an incredible concert to go to.
That is a good festival or concert that you've just lined
festival,
up there.
I think that's you know.
Mark, what's yours?
I've already said one band, Coldplay. I'd like to see Coldplay.
Yeah.
So Coldplay would be there. Pink, I'd like to see Pink. She's a good performer.
I've seen Pink. Mm.
Oh, you've seen
Pink.
Her?
Yeah, I've seen Pink live. Yeah, fantastic. Especially the bit where she there was like netting above you, and she came out to sing one of her songs in the netting, and she was wearing stocking suspenders and like a garter belt thing and stuff like that, crawling on this netting above you while she's singing. That were me, absolutely.
Well, she does all this acrobatic stuff, doesn't she? So that she puts on a show instead of just standing on stage. And I think I'd probably go and see Madonna again just for old time's sake. Well, not again, but I'd have her in my festival.
See, yeah. I think she's so overrated, Madonna.
I do.
Well, she's had her time, but it's...
I don't really appreciate... I mean, don't get me wrong, it's before my time.
I was
going to
say, original stuff was brilliant.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was really good.
I don't know. When I put her... She's the same kind of what generation to what you would say, like, Michael Jackson and stuff. People almost said, well, King of Pop and... You know, queen of pop and this and other, and I just don't think you can put them in the same category. I really don't, and I think that's what annoys me more than anything. I'm like, okay, fine, let's put Michael Jackson in the same category as maybe Freddie Mercury or Elvis or the Beatles, and I absolutely understand that because they revolutionised the style of music. They brought, you know, whether it be entertainment or a different style of music. Absolutely, you can't link the people like Madonna and Kylie and. Who else do they stick in there? Elton John. I like Elton John, but again, I wouldn't put him in the same category as Michael Jackson.
Really?
Elton John would be on my list.
I was going to say, really? Elton
he would
John,
be on my list.
He is.
I think Elton John is brilliant. I'm not saying he's not, and I would love to see him live, but I wouldn't put him in the same category as Michael Jackson or Elvis or the Beatles.
I think back, when he was younger and sort of doing his thing, Elton John.
Yes.
Again, now, before my time, maybe, and that's the thing. Maybe I don't, you know, I can't feel the hype or see the hype whatever. So
that's one of yours, then, Seb. Elton John.
Big Blur. I was always on the Blur camp.
Oasis.
Although I love Oasis.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was always Blur. And then I'd have to chuck one in for my son, and it'd be 21 Pilots.
Oh, okay.
I love him, but he loves them, and I'm trying my best to get him tickets, and it's like they're like gold dust. So yeah,
really,
yeah.
That's a good shout. I thought you were going to say Dire Straits.
Well,
I mean, are they a given? Are they your fourth act that's coming in?
they're the legend acts on the Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, they're the churn ups, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So when is it? When's Kendall again?
It's moved.
First weekend of August.
Yeah.
It sort of moves a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. And do you know what? I'm going to be honest, and I'll say it out loud. Mark always frowns at me when I say it. I'm not overly impressed with the lineup. What do you think of the lineup this year?
I don't mind it. Half of Oasis are there for you.
I know the other half. Yeah. We went to see Liam Gallagher.
We've seen Liam.
Oh, brilliant, that, by the way.
I was quite pleased with lineup.
Yeah. I saw it, and yeah. I think it took the edge off for me a little bit because I saw the leaked headline,
the lineup,
and I remember looking at it, and everyone's going, "This can't be real, this can't be right," you know, and I remember looking at it and thinking, well, "I hope it's not right," do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then literally, I think it was like 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later that it got announced. It was exactly the same, as in like it was the same poster and everything. It was definitely a leak that had happened, and the only person I want to see on that list is Paul Smith, the comedian.
Oh, the Scouse fella.
He's doing a set.
Do they have comedians on as well?
Yeah, so they've got a comedy tent, but the way that these two are written this year, Paul Smith and it's Russell Howard, the other main comedian,
because
they have a comedy tent. It's called the Soapbox, but last year was the first. Actually, it's not the first year because on the Thursday, one of the first years, they had the guy that was on Britain's Got Talent with the guitar from Leeds.
That's right.
And he was a comedian musician.
He was on before Jerry Cinnamon, wasn't he?
That's right. I forgot his name now. Got like long curly hair.
Yeah, he was rubbish.
Yeah.
Really disappointing.
But last year they had. And I forgot. Come on, who was it? Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey.
Yeah, Bill Bailey on the main stage.
They were brilliant.
And
really,
it worked.
Really good. Really brilliant.
It worked. I mean, some comedy on main stage worked. And I'm hoping. That Russell Howard, with the way they put them on the poster.
That were musical comedy, though, weren't it?
I get that, but I reckon a good enough comedian could hold a crowd on there. So I'm hoping, because you put a decent-sized name on in that tent, you can't get anywhere near it.
Yeah.
And you've got to effectively go probably half an hour before they're due on to get a spot, and then you're missing something else somewhere else, which is the only downside, I think, to some of the things at Kendall, because there's some really quirky stuff that goes off, like in Tim Peaks. It's like a coffee shop sort of thing.
All right,
it's a log cabin and it's fantastic. You go inside, you can watch some up and coming bands, musicians and whatever, and they have surprise gigs, so somebody might come in. Jarvis Cocker could rock up and they could form a super group with Tim Burgess and a couple of other people.
I love Jarvis Cocker to turn up so I can punch him in the face.
You don't like what he did at the Brits, do you?
It was disrespectful. There was no need for it. and he can't even light a candle to his fart to Michael Jackson.
Anyway,
on a line,
he's having a moment.
But let it go. But to see some of these things for me, you've got to hang around there for quite a long time, and you end up missing loads of the other stuff. Anyway, I digress. For a change.
For a change, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that they're on the main stage, because mm-hmm. it'd be brilliant, that. And then anybody can get a chance to see them.
I've forgotten who you're on about.
Paul Smith and Russell Howard.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good.
I really like the lineup, if I'm honest. You don't get me wrong, there's a couple of names that I would have liked in addition, or instead of a couple of people. But well, I'm not disappointed with it.
I think I was disappointed a little bit, and I think you know this, that obviously I've always said that I'd like to see Green Day and stuff, and I think they'd put on a great show.
Yeah.
And then some other festivals started announcing their lineup. And you tend to see quite a bit of crossover, don't you, during...
The same sort of people popping up.
And a few of the festivals had Green Day as their headliner and stuff like that. So there was a little piece inside me that thought, ooh, this is it, surely, surely. You know, it is one of the bigger festivals, Kendall, now, isn't it? Especially,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's one of the big
yeah.
ones. So, like, I was thinking, well, surely that's it. The Green Day is going to be a headliner, do you know what I mean? And people started talking about it, and there were more buzz about it. So I think when the lineup came, you know, and it were... Noel and his birds or something and stuff like that.
Noel and his birds. Flying birds.
Yeah, you know, and stuff.
He's a pigeon fancier.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to Lancashire Hot Pots. I think they're brilliant. Lancashire
Lancaster. That's a plane, isn't it?
I know. It's just because I find it hard to say Lancashire, being a Yorkshireman. But yeah, they're always good fun. They're always good fun brilliant, on the Sunday, aren't they, Lancashire Hot Pots?
Yeah.
They're really good fun. But that's what I was going to say. Even though I'm not a massive fan of the lineup, I'm still really excited to go. But just because of the feel of it, you know, I like the food there.
And also, I think you'll be first to say that some bands or artists that you'll have never heard of, and you'll come away and you go, they were brilliant.
Oh, I'll always remember the first year that I went, and it was the Thursday, so it was a bit quieter and stuff like that. And we went into the field, and I walked up to the tent with Seb. And me and Seb were stood, what's it called, that place where you can get a coffee and, like, coffee cocktails and stuff.
Oh, Chaiwallahs.
Chaiwallahs.
Oh, yeah.
And me and Seb had been talking beforehand about how we both like music with a bit of brass.
Yes.
You know, and stuff like that. And then we were stood there, and all of a sudden this band started, and it were like a vocalist and a vocalist that was a guitarist, and three brass players mm-hmm. of different, you know, sax, trumpet, whatever. Mm. And it was... amazing.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. There was hardly anyone in there. There was enough for an atmosphere, but there was hardly anyone in there. It was just this small band that ever... And because of we'd been talking about how we liked this music with brass and stuff, it was absolutely perfect. And I just remember at that moment, we'd only been there, it was the Thursday, it was the first day, and that's the moment that I kind of stood there. I'd got this Usain Bolt cocktail in my hand, which was like a cold coffee cocktail.
Really nice.
Which is ideal for me. You know, and stuff like that. And just sort of listening to this music, you know, with a little bit of buzz around, but not packed in and not being able to move and stuff like that. And that's when I was like, do you know what? Yeah, absolutely, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. Yeah. You know, even if nothing else happened, there were other things, there's other things that I can mention about that. But fundamentally, I prefer that than stood in the middle of a you know, a few thousand people of a headliner. I think it was Stereophonics something that year. That I was like, yeah, it's all right, but I'd rather experience that than experienced.
Well, based on the back of that, are we 2025? Shall we join on to Kendall Calling, Mark?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I'd love to see you come to Kendall Calling, mate.
I'd give it a try.
I'd love to come and see you see it.
come and see me.
I'd love to come and see you.
Yeah, I'm going to do on stage. Plan.
Yeah.
I'll try anything, really. I won't say no to most things.
I'd love to go. I definitely would love to go. We missed the boat this year.
Do I need a caravan?
No.
No, actually. Can I just get one of yours?
I would say you could sleep in Rob's, but I'd definitely tell him to take... earplugs, because your snoring is absolutely horrendous.
Oh, it's horrific.
Rob's
what?
No, Mark's.
Yours is.
Oh,
yeah.
My days. Horrendous.
Really? Right. Take this as you will. I slept with Mark we went to London to save on money. We shared a room.
A bed.
Any regrets?
I had to wear earplugs and my noise-cancelling Bose headphones with music playing.
Oh, I've never heard anything like it before in my life.
And he still woke me up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly. Well,
listen, I'm sound asleep, so it's fine. I'm no problem my end. I don't know what issue is.
Time at the bar, please.
And on that note.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, Seb, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, mate, it's good to see you.
Thanks,
nice to see you.
Great to see you.
Nice that you popped in. Good.
Come for a party another time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
See you later, boys.
See you next week.
See you.
Do you have a dilemma? Maybe a burning question you're longing to be answered? Or you just want to get in touch with us? Why not drop us a voice note or a message over email at inthechat@gmail.com. That's two N's, not one N, because one N, it doesn't matter. inthechat@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.